today's theme song is Mad by Solange. I didn't listen to that song about 4 times before I started this recording. Because there's... I just have to take a moment, take a breather. It's one of them days where it's just like... Even though that's not what the topic is going to be about today. I know I've been slipping. I was supposed to do an episode a whole month ago. But things have just been happening. And it's also been a lot of procrastination. It's also been a lot of me just trying to catch up on sleep. Like, I don't have a sleep schedule anymore. And I'm trying to stay in tune with the things I want to do while also doing the things I need to do. Like this episode, like I want it to be timing part two because the first episode I kind of got off track. I got distracted and it didn't go the way I wanted to. And then things happened again. And best timing to do this part two of timing, because I just feel like I need to just calm down, I need to mellow out, I need to listen to some Solange and some Beyonce, I don't know, something. I need to go listen to Oprah's podcast, I need to go distract myself, honestly, because I just can't right now. But anyway, you know what? I'm just gonna get into it. Okay, so timing part two. So yeah, the first episode it didn't go exactly the way I planned. So hopefully this goes a little better. I'm still trying to get into the whole podcasting thing. I'm still trying to get a feel for it. Like, I'm learning to not ramble as much because I feel like I will go on and on and on, and that's how I got off track the last time. I lose my thought just like I did right now. Just like I do right now. But yeah, so the main thing I was just trying to get into was basically everything happens for a reason, and I think I said that the last time, but like with me right now, I am just kind of going with the flow, even though like there's things that like, oh my god, there's so much I want to do, like there's so many projects I'm trying to attack at once, and then there's things like I need to do right now, and then there's things that like I just have to remember to just stop trying to work so much and then go have fun. And then just like all this stuff, right? So like for instance, the projects. Finish my poetry book. Start my my teen fiction book. You know, doing more auditions and stuff. Like all of that, right? And then going into, and then I got a part-time job. Like that part, I honestly have no clue like why this is a part of my journey right now, but it is. I don't know yet. I mean, I have a thought, like, you know, this will help me finance my books, studio time, dance studio time. But honestly, that part, I have no clue about. Like, last time, this is, like, the third time where I've been in a situation where I've, like, Okay, so for the beginning of the year, I've been doing, like, background acting. Yeah, it's just background acting, but I still, and, like, I value the fact that I get to be on set, you know what I mean? And so I've been, that was kind of, like, my high of the year. So now I'm in a low. Well, not really in a low. It's a low. For me, it feels like a low, so I'm going to say it's a low. I've been in a low, and I went and got a part-time job, and I feel like it's kind of taking 5 steps back. Why am I about to cry right now? Oh my God. I feel like I'm taking 5 steps back and then trying to figure out, like, what I do next, right? Because, okay, so last month,
yeah, we're in August.
Yeah, so last month I had a really big audition. It was for a dance team, and I didn't make it, but I had so much fun there. I mean, I even allowed myself to go through, like, all these emotions. Okay, so when I say that routine was on another level, I've never did jazz before. The only thing I've trained in was step and hip-hop. Those are my two. Well, I'm more, you know, trained in hip-hop than step, but those are the two, like, I'm very familiar about. And I went to that audition, y'all, and it was, like, the fact that I went, I'm very proud of myself. Very, very, very freaking proud of myself. I even posted it about it on Instagram, and I don't even do that. But, yeah, okay, so it was a jazz combination, right? And I've never did jazz ever in my life, ever. So at this audition, it was the first time. And when we were, like, doing the 8 counts and stuff, I felt like, oh my God, like, I literally was in this, like, whelm of emotions of, like, oh my God, I need to go, I need to leave, like, I should leave, this is horrible, I'm doing horrible, like, oh my God, like, I should go, like, this is not for me. But I was like, no, we're gonna stay, and we're going to do our absolute best. Even though I feel like they should have did the hip-hop first, because I would have killed the hip-hop. But I stayed the whole time, and I met some really amazing ladies. And I enjoyed the whole time. But, like, that whole thing, it was like a high. It was a high, and then now, like, I'm at a low, because I haven't been at any audition since then. I haven't been on a set since March. I would have been on one Friday, but things didn't work out. You know, it's okay. But yeah, that whole experience, like, I was so grateful for. It really got me into a mindset where I'm like, okay, well, this is why I have my job, because I want to get training, I want to go start training and taking dance classes at least once a week, get into singing lessons, y'all, because I tried to get into singing lessons, and this lady taught me piano. Like, what? Like, I was kind of frustrated. Like, the whole 4 or 5 months I did it, it was no type of singing lessons. It was piano. Like, okay, now that I think about it, I'm like, maybe that was her leading up to singing lessons, because I've never played piano ever. But yeah, I feel like I wasted 4 or 5 months of my life, because I didn't do no type of singing lessons. Anyway, so yeah, I want to get back into those two. Also acting, because I feel like these last few auditions, besides the dance one, have been like feature film roles. Like, supporting roles instead of background. And I feel like I got a lot of no's because, like, for some reason, like, when I'm not trying to act, but I'm acting out, I do better. And then when I am trying, like, trying too hard to act out a scene, it just doesn't work. Like, I get into this whole other... I just need to take all these classes, and I want to, and I feel like that audition was a lesson, and it basically told me I need to get myself together. I need to save this job so I can go back into doing all this stuff that I want to do. And there's just been other things, like, what else? I'd say, so there's just been, like, those times, like, I've had real highs and lows, just trying to figure out my next step. Not trying to... Like, I feel like I know what I'm doing, but then I feel like I don't. You know what I'm saying? And why am I about to cry? Oh my God. Two questions all the time, literally every conversation, and I feel like maybe this is like God trying to tell me something, because every time I get asked, I've been asked this question about 5 times in 1 week. Like, I swear to you, are you in school? Are you going to school? Are you working? And where are you working? I mean, those are 4 questions, but it's really like 2. Are you in school, and are you working? And if you're in school, what school are you going to? What are you studying? And if you're working, what job are you at? Oh, and you know, okay, so one, that's why I said, I feel like I keep getting these questions asked repeatedly. Okay, maybe there is something, like, there's a reason why a billion people keep asking me that. And then 2, right? Okay, so when people ask you what's your job and then you tell them, it's kind of people, okay, this is what I heard from Oprah, right? That when people ask you what's your position at the job, they're really looking to kind of see where they could validate you at, like, right? So say you're like, you're doing great if you're, I don't know, accountant at something, right? So people really approve of you. That's when they ask you, let's go hang out, let's do this, let's do that, right? But if you're like a manager at like Walgreens, then it's like, okay, like... Like, seriously, that's what it is. Like, okay, so I go back to those 2 questions, right? I'm not in school right now. I'm kind of taking a gap year. And honestly, I've never told anybody that. I've always just did this, like, I get uncomfortable when people ask me that. One, because I feel like it ain't nobody's business what I'm doing right now, right? No, I'm not in school. I don't plan on going to any school out here. Yes, I would like to go. There are 2 schools that I would like to go to. Actually, 3. 2 of them are HBCUs. Yes, I do want to go to school. Yes, I do. Am I going to tell anybody that? No. I mean, okay, yeah. Yesterday, I told somebody that. Because, honestly, it was like the half. It was like the truth, but not fully the truth. Because I feel like people ask me that. I feel like... Okay, I said, she asked me, am I in school? And I was like, no, but I'm thinking about it. Like, honestly, I feel like when people ask me those two questions, when I get asked those questions, it's like, okay, so the next time somebody asks me that, I'm going to say, no, I'm not in school right now. Yes, I am working. I mean, I don't plan to answer with all the hostility, but like, no, I'm not in school right now. At the moment, I am trying to figure out what it is I want to do first, which I know what I want to do, but like I said, there's a billion projects that I want, I think about and I want to do right now, but at the moment, I'm only working on really one, and that is the poetry book, and, well, actually two, but the other one I'm not going to talk about. It's one, and then I'm working. That is it. That is it. No. I honestly get so uncomfortable when people ask me that question. Because when I say no, they do that. Okay. Like, just like I said, if I was working, you know, the accountant versus the manager at Walgreens, like, I don't like that. I really don't. Well, and too, because I'm a private person, I don't like people all in my mix, really. I don't, because I really don't. It really bothers me when people are so nosy. No, I'm not in school. And sometimes I think, like, okay, honestly, school is just not my thing right now. And not saying I'm against school, because I'm not trying to be a hypocrite, but, like, I would tell people, like, if there's something, like, okay, like, I don't know, nursing, yeah, like, of course you need to go to school for that, because it ain't no funny, especially me, if you ain't been to school, and you don't know what you're talking about, you're not finna put no type of needles or nothing in me, and I'm saying, like, there's, like, you have to go to school for that, and I would like to see, like, we honestly need, that's a different topic, never mind, I'm not even gonna get into it, but, yeah, I'm trying to figure out, like, what is the lesson that I'm being taught right now when I'm asked those two questions? Honestly, like, I don't know yet. And maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe that's possible as well. But I don't know. I just feel like those two questions is people just trying to validate what I'm doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many things. Like, I'm not trying to, no, school is great. You should go to school. You honestly really should go to school, especially HBCUs, okay? Seriously. But then I'm like, one thing I didn't go, another reason why I didn't go to school, well, one of the reasons why is because I felt like that's what everybody wanted me to do. Was go to school, and I was just saying that because I wanted, this goes back to my childhood, okay, so around senior year, I was getting that, I was, what school are you going to, what are you doing, da 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 da, right, and I was just saying, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to this school, da da da, just so people could stop asking me, like, oh my god, like, right, so I would tell people, like I said, I would tell people, yeah, I'm gonna do this, da, 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 so people can be quote unquote proud of me. And then this situation, literally just thought of it when I was a kid, right? There was a lot of things going on, especially in middle school. And I remember being a kid. Honestly, this should just be a diary entry, but I'm about to talk about it. When I was a kid, right? Middle school, specifically sixth grade. I remember saying these exact words, you know, I'm just gonna smile, right? So everybody could just not see that I'm okay. And they could stop asking me what's wrong. That is my exact words. And that's why I wore a mask on my face for years. Oh my God, I just connected those two things. Oh my God. So, okay, things like that, right? That's when I'm like, okay, things happen for a reason. That, back in sixth grade, reminded me of what I went, you know, everything in 12th grade to now, which I'm, it's not necessary, well, it's kind of the same because it's like school, you know, what I do in school and work. And, but now I'm trying to rewrite that narrative, right? Like, when I say, like, honestly, I've been 100% honest with people and saying, like, no, I'm not in school. And no, I don't plan on it, right? Like, I get so annoyed, right? But now if somebody asks me that, I'm going to just be really honest with them. Maybe that is the lesson. And I am so glad I decided to add this card, this segment into this episode. Because I honestly feel so much better now. Like, y'all might not understand, but I feel so much better now. And I can't wait for somebody asks me that question. Because I'm going to be 100% honest with them. I'm not going to tell them, like, you know, like I said, the three schools I want to go to. But I'm going to be honest. No. I'm going to go to school. Yes. I'm working. No, you don't need to know we're working at. Oh my God, I feel honestly so much better. This is crazy. This is honestly crazy. So a lot of times I see like this, like, divine timing on like Instagram. There's even podcasts about it. I see like posts about it, like Twitter and IG and stuff. And when I think of that, I think of like, okay, even though I'm not 100% on what I'm doing, like, I will never tell anybody that though. I'm not 100%, at least I'm about 90% sure about it. I'd say even 85% sure. I know that something, like, oh my God, that something is going to come from this. And I follow a Twitter account, and her name is Idol. I can't pronounce it, but she's like an author, and her tweets are so positive and everything. And every time I read her tweets, it's always like, your time is coming, or, you know, you're going through this because this is going to happen. Just, you know, it's positive stuff. And that's like the only Twitter account I really have notifications from. So that is constantly like my reminder of like, yes, even though you don't know what's happening 100% sure, you know that something is going to happen. And I say this too because I've been in this situation before. where I had no idea. Actually, it was around the same time last year. Well, this summer has been way... I am so happy. This summer has been more successful than last summer. And that was my goal. A lot of BS happened last year. And it just didn't... Summer just didn't... Was not in my favor. Like, things just was not in my favor at all last year. And, like, I actually want to, like... clap it up for myself, give myself a pat on the back, because I've been not in a bliss, because I'm far from a bliss, but I've been like enjoying the moment, being present in the moment. Well, I've kind of been falling off, but so far I've been like present in the moment. I've been working, and even like my job is not like a draining job. Like, I have the most simplest job ever. Like, even you just have to stay on your feet or whatever, you need to not slack, because then that would hurt other people in the job, that would make them stay longer. But it's the most simplest job, even though, like I said, I don't know 100% sure how this is helping me in my process. I just have an idea about it. I'm still like grateful that I am doing this job. And that's basically all I really wanted to say about timing. I know I missed a few of my points and I'm kind of upset about it, but it's okay. That for me, timing means it's going to happen. It might not happen tomorrow. Like I said this last episode, it might not happen tomorrow. It might not happen today. It might happen in 2 days, in 2 years, 2 weeks from now. It's... all going to work out in your favor. There's this thing I've always heard. I forgot, but it's something with it'll all work out in your favor. Yeah, like I said, it might not happen today or tomorrow, but it's going to happen eventually in your favor. And that is one of the tweets I read of I can't remember. But she said something like, it's all going to happen in your favor, or everything is happening in your favor. And I'm gonna leave it at that. Thank you guys for listening. I know, once again, this is kind of all over the place. Your girl is going to get it together. I promise. I'm going to get better at this, and the episode is going to be coming through.